Why didn't I learn this in college? Author, Paula Rutherford. From Managing to Leading Teaching. As a result of over 30 years of teaching, leading, and reading about children and adults, it's clear to me that while beginner teachers may say that they need classroom management skills, what they really need is how to know to set up classroom conditions where high-level engagement and learning can occur. We need to let students recognise that we want to know who they are, what we are talking about, and that we are well prepared. To do that, we need high levels of knowledge, as well as skills of designing our learning experiences in ways that make learning accessible to all other learners. And, last but not least, we need incredible organisational skills for setting up and leading a micro-society. Framing the learning. We seldom start out for an automobile trip without having a destination in mind and a plan for getting there. If only the driver knows the destination and the plan, passengers are limited in their capacity to make the trip alone or to explain it to someone else. The same is true for learners in the classroom. Information is power, so put students in the driver's seat by letting them know where the learning is headed. When and why we ask questions. The obvious reason we ask questions is to assess comprehension, checking for understanding or knowledge about the topic, concept or information under study. Questioning is, however, considerably more complicated than that. While we want to be masters at checking for understanding, carefully planned questions also provide direction to flow of the learning and promote productive classroom learning environment that facilitates comprehension, transfer and retention. Beyond who can tell me. One of the most frequently used teaching strategies is the whole class question-answer strategy. The steps are, the teacher asks a question. Students who wish to respond raise their hands, the teacher calls on one student, and the student attempts to state the correct answer. The bad news about this strategy, that often starts with "who can tell me," is that the teacher is really the only one in the classroom actively engaged with all the questions and answers. Many students may be simply putting in a seat time while a few students answer the questions. For those students who are not auditory learners, the recitation may serve as background noise while they visualise who knows what. Fortunately, there are many alternatives to whole class question-answer, aka who can tell me. If we really want to engage learners, create a brain-compatible classroom, communicate high expectations, and check for understanding, there are literally hundreds of ways to engage all learners in the process. Finding a balance between skill-building and meaning-making. Just because learners use a skill or strategy doesn't mean they know which skill or strategy they are using. They need multiple opportunities to analyse, reflect on, and label the skills and strategies they are using. Just because students use a skill or strategy doesn't mean they recognise where else it can be used. They not only use the skills and strategies in a variety of situations, they need to focus on where they might use them both inside and outside the school setting. Just because learners can name and define the skills or strategies they are using doesn't mean they know how to use them well or efficiently. Learners need to reflect on the usefulness of each of the strategies and skills and analyse which were the most effective and why. If it hasn't been caught, it hasn't been taught. Leaders cannot be leaders if no one is following. The same is true for teachers. Presenting or telling information is not teaching. In order to call ourselves teachers, our students have to be learning from the learning experience we orchestrate. A significant component of our teaching repertoire has to be checking to see if our students are with us along the learning journey, or if we are going the trip alone. How am I doing? Assessing learning. Mark each item, W for working well, G for goal of the month, or N for not yet. Go beyond grading student work to critiquing and analysing student work to see which components of the standards are at mastery, which are progressing and which are in need of teaching and reteaching. Select assessment tools from a wide range of options, including but not limited to paper and pencil assessments. Do a pre-assessment of part of the planning of units and lessons. Provide students with clear criteria and exemplars of processes and products before they begin the work. Check for understanding across all students by using signal cards, slates, think pads, choral responses and circulation. I then adjust the instruction accordingly. Design and give assessments, including homework that provide practice and rehearsals, and then analyse the results. Include student self-assessment of products and the effectiveness of the effort. Teach students to give each other feedback through peer editing and review. Engage students in the design of assessment criteria. Have students score anonymous work to help them understand what the scoring criteria look like in student work. Structure individual accountability in group work. Monitor impact of teacher behaviour on student success and modify behaviour, plans and instructional strategies accordingly. Time templates. It's often been said that the currency of education, each of us has the same amount of teaching and learning time to spend, and it's up to us to budget wisely to make ends meet. Much has also been written about the importance of time on task. It seems, however, that the additional question has to be, is the task worth doing? As you design worthwhile tasks for your students, keep the following templates in mind as you budget your time on a yearly, monthly, weekly, and daily basis. Wait time. Pause 3 to 5 seconds after asking a question to give all students the time to process the question. The 10 to 2 theory. Pause after a small meaningful chunks of information for student processing. Pause for 2 minutes about every 10 minutes, thus the 10 to 2 theory. Sequence. We remember best that which occurs in the first few and last few minutes of instruction. Maximize that time. Practice. Divide new skills into the smallest meaningful chunks and mass short practice sessions at the beginning of new learning. Always move to real and meaningful use of the skills as soon as possible. Forgetting. Most forgetting occurs within just a few minutes of learning. Build in recitation, review processing, and practice immediately. Notice, warn students of upcoming transitions. When there is a problem, we have to send the message that we are all in this together. There is no certification required for parenting, and it may be that only work harder or more complex than teaching. At least if the child is really difficult, we only have them for 1 year. The parents have them for a lifetime to deal with the issues. So why do parents sometimes seem so defensive and so protective over their child? Because they are parents. When that child was born, he or she was perfect and was going to accomplish wondrous things. This does not excuse parents from being our partners in the education of their child. We must, however, continue to invite them to be our partners rather than the recipients of complaints, mandates, and/or implied accusations.